We are excited to introduce to you Prophetic Edge, where we are going to be digging into the revelation of God's Word and what it looks like to walk in victory through the Word of God. Whenever God is ready to move in Scripture and bring victory to people, He always brings a fresh edge of revelation. I am once again just overjoyed to continue on with this series about apprehending the apostolic. Now, let's look at something. Let's talk about why there has to be the idea, the model, the mindset of apostolic leadership as we move forward in the kingdom. One of the reasons why it's so essential is because at the root word of apostle or apostille or looking at what it means, it literally means one who is sent from another place, another region, another kingdom. You're carrying governmental authority, but it goes deeper than that. It is one who would come in function from another culture, from a different kingdom, and you were mandated by your ruler, your king, to take the mindset, the ways, the customs, the education, the laws, the practices, and the examples, and demonstrate and implement in the new place that you have conquered the very mindset, action, education, business practices of the place you came from. In other words, you were supposed to take over the culture by introducing the culture you came from. It was a takeover. It was a mindset change. It was one kingdom invading another, but not by army, by thought. When the apostolic, or when one was sent from a king or a kingdom, and their decree was to transform a city, that city was not transformed until it looked like, in principle, in practice, and in education, the city or the nation from which the apostle came. So let's make it very simple. When Rome would take over a territory, one of the things that became very known, seen, and witnessed was that Rome would come into a territory, take over a city. The first thing they did was everyone in power either was replaced by a Roman authority or they were replaced by those who would agree with Roman rule. Secondarily, they would begin to invade the very educational system of that time by introducing how Rome wanted you to learn. So they would introduce new philosophical ideas, philosophies, ways of thought, ways of practices. They then would begin to look at how all of the money in the region was used. How do the businesses run? Who's making the money? Where is the money going? And is this good? And will it bring greater economic value to Rome? Or do we need to transform the way the money is being handled by putting some of our people in charge and transfer who's got the land, who has the money, who has the gold? Why? Because it does not matter how successful that nation was before Rome conquered it or took it over, its value was in bringing greater value to Rome. You are from the kingdom of God. The apostolic mindset is that by the doctrine God has given us in the Word, when you begin to understand who you are in theology, when you begin to understand that you are not just a person born again from sin, but you are born into a kingdom of victory and righteousness and peace. You are not simply washed free from your old sin nature, but you have been baptized into the Christ nature. You are not just cut away from the things and iniquities of yesterday, but you have been cut into a covenant of purpose and power and glory. So understanding the fullness of what you receive, not simply delivered from, but delivered into. The apostolic mindset means I just know that I am born into royalty now. As one who walks in royalty, that royalty means there is a king. If there is a king, there is a kingdom. If there is a kingdom, that kingdom has practices, procedures, and principles. So the apostolic, when it is sent forth, the main job of the apostolic beginning is to set a new culture. to create in the mind of the hearer, in the life of the believer, and in the future of the next generation, that God's way is the way, His word is effective, righteousness belongs to you, victory is inside of you, the kingdom is part of you. All of that comes from that apostolic mindset, which then produces a level of dominion. As I have dominion in my own personal life through the knowledge of what Christ has done in me and me accepting the victory I have at the cross, that then translates into suddenly my family begins to operate in dominion. Now the things that are normal to everyone else around us is now our abnormal. We become supernatural. We have peace. We're not yelling and fighting and screaming, but we begin to reason one with another based on the word. We begin to submit to each other in the mind of God. So now they suddenly see a family that is walking together in unity instead of striving and fighting against each other. My children become a beautiful example of what it looks like to be shaped by the mind of God and the hand of compassion and the truth of the word of God. Instead of looking like so many of the friends they have around them who are wallowing in the sea of lost identity and drowning in the waves of foolishness because no one has brought them the knowledge that there is a culture greater than the culture they see. So in the kingdom of God, the apostolic is not just about someone, it is about something. An apostle is sent to bring a new culture. A prophet is sent to bring a new atmosphere. There's much more than that, but stick with me right here. An evangelist is sent to invite you out of your old atmosphere into the new culture of God. A pastor is sent to create a safe space where heaven's atmosphere becomes normal so that you can begin to meditate and receive the culture that the apostle has introduced you to and the prophet keeps breaking open for you. And the teacher is supposed to explain to you how to walk in what you have heard and seen from the apostle and the prophet and the pastor until it becomes your normal. So this fivefold idea is not a splintered group of people working at different goals, hoping to end up at the same finish line. It was God's genius to get us running at greater speed and with greater momentum. We must work together. But what is it all about? It is about creating a different culture. When you begin to have greater dominion on the inside through understanding who you are in God, your family begins to walk in greater dominion in the unity and in the knowledge of Christ. Now, what your family now does, it now replicates because your neighbors are being influenced by your family. Suddenly, you have a street that has dominion on it. What would it look like if your entire street had the dominion of the presence of God on it? What would it look like if 10 homes in a row were all operating and humming together in the kingdom of God? What would it look like if all of you were worshiping and crying out and praying and decreeing? Suddenly, another two or three streets begin to get affected by the very atmosphere. Not that everyone is getting born again at the same time, but the atmosphere begins to change. People are being sweeter to each other. The grass gets a little bit greener. The dogs live a little bit longer. The car isn't running out of gas as much. Suddenly, Obed-Edom's blessing becomes the normal for the very community where you dwell. And why is that important? Because you can not change a city till you change a neighborhood. You can't change a neighborhood till you change a street. You can't change a street till you change a house. And you can't change a house till you change your life. So the very idea of apostolic truth begins with knowing that the apostolic is already at work within you. Why? Because the word of God came from a different dimension. Apostolic means to be sent to bring another culture. The word of God came from a different culture. Heaven is different than earth. I'm stressing on this because I want it to burn into your mind that when we talk about these things, we're not talking about some ethereal thought where we're trying to make you grab a title and be deeper than someone else. We're talking about God's process that God pulled from a different kingdom, a different dimension. He pulled from a place where sickness has no authority and fear has no voice and death has no glory. He pulled from a place where he alone rules and reigns, and angels respond to his glory, and heaven moves at the sound of his word. And he pulled from that atmosphere and then breathed into you that same atmosphere and said, "Be now as I am." So you have to choose to walk in a different culture, a different kingdom, a different mindset. You cannot be heavenly while you only earth, while you act like an earthbound man. So you must begin to agree with God. Now, I want you to just think about three things: atmospheres and culture. Atmosphere is created as a spiritual voice or influence is introduced into an area, a place, or a group. An atmosphere is always being created somehow, some way, because atmospheres are created by emotion, words, or feeling. When atmosphere begins to be created, that's why you can walk into someone's house, and though they're not talking at the moment, you can feel the tension in the room. The atmosphere is heavy. What were y'all just saying? There's some words and some feelings that have gotten thick. How do you know something just happened? You can feel it in the air, the atmosphere. When you get around people who are joyful, they don't have to say anything. You just know, oh, you're a happy person. Why? Because the atmosphere around you is light. It's not heavy. We carry our atmosphere with us. So it is true in the kingdom of God. If you can feel the emotional impact somebody else has, if you can feel the weight of what they carry on the inside. Now imagine, Christ had all of heaven and the fullness thereof of the Godhead bodily in him. So everywhere he went, the atmosphere of heaven began to explode around him. Atmosphere is created as a spiritual voice or influence comes into a territory. So when a spiritual voice has authority or influence, it declares, it prophesies, it decrees. Now, when it begins to speak, whoever has power in that arena. Now, when I say power in that arena, now don't get so deep. A mother and a father have power in the arena called house. Okay? You have authority or power in the arena of your own life. On your job, it's your boss that may have spiritual authority in that arena, or he's setting the atmosphere. Now, you can take authority and introduce grace and peace and power, but whoever is operating unchallenged, they're the one in charge. I want you to think about that. Whoever is operating unchallenged is in charge. The kingdom of God will always have greater rulership than any other kingdom, but not until you challenge the current climate. Until you challenge the atmosphere, whatever spoke last is in authority. Ah, I need you to think about that. Until you challenge the current atmosphere, whatever spoke last is in authority. So in the church, an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, a teacher, a worshiper. In government, someone from the executive, judicial, or legislative branch. In society, a visionary who had enough insight and foresight to create something that will propel culture forward. In business, the fresh thinking of an entrepreneur. In science, the inventor of a cure, or the one who can split DNA and understand how a disease is coming into effect and thus cure it. In a military place, it would be one of highest rank or the ability to solve a problem. At home, it's mom or dad. In the enemy's camp, it would fall under the voice of one who is serving the enemy, whether it was a high priest, a shaman, a witch, a warlock, whatever it was. In every arena of life, someone is a spiritual voice creating authority by making an atmosphere. Someone is speaking words. What would be examples of those who operated with the power to create a spiritual atmosphere? I want you to just think on this. I'm going to leave you with this to think about how a voice, how an apostille, how one from another region, how one from another territory can transform culture. When we talk about biblical history, Jesus, Paul, Peter, Moses, Elijah, Abraham, Noah, every one of them in their generation, they changed the very atmosphere by declaring words different than what society called normal, and then continuing to say it with examples until the very atmosphere got salted, filled, transformed, pregnant with what they were saying. But they had to bring from heaven, through their words, a new atmosphere. In government, down through time, whether it was our first president, we have the first president who, what did he do? He began to bring the nation together. And he made the decision with the men of his time that we will not serve a foreign power, but we will serve and walk as Christians. And so we had our first president, Washington. In government, let's look more. Abraham Lincoln, who at the time that he was president, the nation was coming into a great divide, but he stood as a government official, but his voice began to bring a different atmosphere, knowing that through the death of many and the sorrow of much, we must build a different kind of nation. Winston Churchill, who stood and spoke to his nation and to his people of the time, and he broke the back of fear and called nations into movement, and by the sheer force of his words and his will, kept England going and pulled America to its side. When we look at society, Martin Luther King, who understood this is the moment where we must bring people together. These are spiritual voices. But let's look at something else. Darwin in society. Darwin began to speak so loudly and so clearly that though we know what he said was not true, he yet had the power to influence history, change education, and pull people to his side. Let's look at the other side of some other spiritual mindsets. See, it's not just about whether it's true. It's about if you use your voice to bring another atmosphere. This is why the kingdom of God gets stuck, because our enemies practice our principles better than we do. When I say our enemies, we're not angry at anybody, but I'm talking about those who have decided the faith is not true. Anton LaVey, full of devils and full of lies, yet he began to speak about forming a church that would follow the enemy, and he wrote from the pits of hell. He heard from the demonic side, but he influenced because he would not stop talking and writing and gathering. Buddha, Muhammad, Dalai Lama, Joseph Smith. Spiritual voices who operated as apostles. I need you to hear me. So while we are arguing about whether we should have apostles in the church, the rest of the world understands, regardless of what you name them or call them, the function has always been and shall always be. So the enemy unites behind the principle that the church still argues about, and they see success. Why? Because a voice that continues to talk, if it is not challenged, it will create movement. Movement that is not stopped will create a monument. A monument left over time will mark and create a culture. And we must recognize that it is time for us to step into the place of changing the atmosphere by releasing into the earth the mind of the King, the word of his power, and the examples from the word of God that will show people the only word that changes your life is the Word of God. The only name that can save you is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the only place he can be found is in the house of God, in the truth of his word. I hope this helps you understand more so of what we're talking about when we talk about apostolic voices. Don't get stuck just thinking about it in the church perspective. Understand the world understands what an apostolic voice is, or a voice from another culture. They understand the power of it. They understand the implementation of it. And so if you have already decided that this kind of thinking is not for you, then you have already agreed to let somebody else lead you. But if you begin to understand this is the mind of God and the enemy's been stealing from God's principles and practices, then start to come into alignment with what God is doing. Because together we can only, we can only argue. Together we can conquer. This is Michael Dalton saying to you, be blessed and walk in the kingdom and the power of the King.
This has been Prophetic Edge with Michael Dalton. If this episode has blessed you, please consider sharing it with someone. For more information, ministry dates, and to sow into the ministry, please visit yes-ministries.com.